Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Mark Lieberstein is here. Mark is co-chair and franchise group and retail and consumer goods industry team at the law firm of Kilpatrick and Townsend. And he's here to talk to us about a topic that I've covered on the show before. You've heard me talk about it. You've read me. You've read the things that I've written about the assault on the franchise industry, and there's news that he brings with us. And as I say, he's a new friend. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. You popped onto my radar screen, Mark, with an article that you published for your former partner, former mentor, Rupert Berkhoff, who died unexpectedly and prematurely some time ago. But he was very much on top of the assault on the franchise model in America, which I consider to be one of the most beautiful parts of capitalism, one of the purest forms of application of capitalism in the world, and America's greatest gift to the world, the franchise model. And I want you to comment on that, but before we do, I want you to tell us a little bit about Rupert, because I want to dedicate our interview to his memory.
Yeah, Rupert was just a fantastic person, but really, I think most would describe him as one of, like, the founding fathers of franchise law. He really brought it to the public, so to speak. He published a book called Fundamentals on Franchising for the American Bar Association Franchise Forum, the Forum on Franchising, and that was really one of the first major publications of what franchising was in the United States. And really was one of the most foremost authors of franchising topics and law in the United States. And I was proud to call him my mentor for I've been practicing for over 20 years, but for the last 7 or 8 years, he was really the one I went to, taught me everything I really know.
Yeah.
While sad to write the article in his name, I think he'd be proud that I took it on and taking on the practice.
Well,
I want to
congratulate you on the way you handled the publishing of the article in his name. A very, very classy thing for you to do, and I know you wouldn't have done it any other way. So in his name, let's continue to talk about this. The franchise industry, do you agree with me that it's one of the greatest inventions that America ever gave to the world?
I think it's what capitalism really is. It's really, you know, where it's a business model that allows the small business, the small owner, but the ones who want to get into business really have their own businesses. Now, granted, there are flaws in everything, right? And so sometimes franchisors can take advantage of franchisees and sometimes exert a lot of control.
Well,
and
that's what capitalism is. That's why God invented due diligence.
That's right.
And laws.
That's exactly right? That's exactly right.
Contracts.
That's why
God created contracts, for God's sake. Come on.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
You gotta take care of yourself. But the franchise model has a structure that makes it beautiful in the leveraging of an idea down to Main Street so that services can be rendered, money can be invested, jobs can be created, wealth can be built, and with an employment structure that is different from General Motors. It's different in some ways. You know, it's different from a bank. They're different employee relationships, aren't they?
It's hard to argue with any of that. Correct. It's really a great way for someone who wants to get into business with an established brand, that already has the cachet in the industry, that already knows how to do the business, and you come into it, no question.
Yeah, but and so, folks, at the heart of this, and you've heard me report on this for, golly, what now, about 4 years. What was it? And was it 2016 when the Obama administration, when the was the Department of Labor came after the the franchise industry with their basically what was it? Nothing more than a fax that went out, or an email, or a tweet, or something about this. What was it about?
It was a National Labor Relations Board decision.
Browning Ferris. Yeah, Browning.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what
that's
it decided, right. All of a sudden, what used to be a stand, and that goes back to the control thing that I was mentioning before.
Folks, hold on. I got to take a quick break, folks. It was the one that tried to connect the franchise employee to the franchisor mothership, and that's what can't happen if you're going to continue to have franchising. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.